For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Let's talk a little about the dangers of marijuana consumption. Drug legalization advocates would have you believe that there is no danger associated with using marijuana. Zero deaths, they say. It's never killed anybody. This is, of course, an outright lie. The fact is that marijuana is listed as a contributory factor in thousands of deaths every year. On Friday, December 16, 2005, the BBC reported the disturbing results to their country's medical marijuana trials. The story headlined, "Grieving Family's Drug Trial Plea." The family of a woman who died after developing mental problems during the trial of a cannabis-based drug have called for the trials to be stopped. Renee Anderson had been taking Sativex, which a coroner said was a significant contributory factor in the development of her illness, which killed her. Miss Anderson had been taking part in a trial into whether cannabis-based treatments could give pain relief caused by diabetic neuropathy. According to the report, within hours of taking her first dose, she developed disturbed behavior, telling her family that police had planted drugs at her home and officers were circling in a helicopter. 3 days later, the level of the drug was reduced after Miss Anderson's family contacted the hospital to say she was confused and intoxicated. After taking the drug for 28 days, Miss Anderson was admitted to the hospital where her physical condition dramatically deteriorated. On Friday, after a week-long inquest, Sheffield coroner Chris Dorries delivered a narrative verdict. Quote, "On the balance of probabilities, an idiosyncratic reaction to a trial drug, either alone or in combination with other medications, was at least a significant contributory factor to the initiation of this illness." Unquote. Afterwards, Miss Anderson's daughter called for an end to the trials of Sativex, which is not yet licensed by the UK, but has been granted a license in Canada. So it's all lies. The truth is that marijuana kills. The truth is that once we regulate the distribution of marijuana, more people will get schizophrenia and die. Is that what you want? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Even if this lady died from using Sativex, despite the fact that she already had kidney problems, liver problems, and diabetes before she even began this trial, this drug, Sativex, helps people with MS, cancer pain, and spinal injury. To maintain Winston's logic, should one person ever die from using any drug, it should be prohibited and all its users sent to prison. If Winston's logic ever wins out, I think the first thing we should do is hang Mr. Coors, Mr. Budweiser, and Mr. Merck. Happy holidays. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.